Hello and welcome. Today on We the People, we're taking a break from politics and we're going to look at another story that affects many lives and futures. Once ranked India's biggest airline by market value, Jet Airways India Limited is on life support. Jet grounded all its planes this week after lenders rejected a plea for emergency funds. Now its survival hinges on whether investors can be found to take on a loss-making, debt-ridden business. But this is not the first time that a private airline has folded its wings. We've seen the same saga at Kingfisher, at Air Deccan and Sahara. Paradoxically, the Indian aviation industry is among the fastest growing in the world. More and more Indians are flying every day, yet nearly all the major players are in dire straits financially. And so we're asking tonight, one, will Jet fly again? And two, has its crash landing cast a shadow on India's booming aviation sector? We have on the show today, we have Jitendra Bhargava, former executive director of Air India, also the author of The Descent of Air India that chronicles the financial downfall of the public sector airline. We have Parvez Damania, former chairman and founder of the Damania Airways, one of the first private airlines launched in 1993. It closed operations in 1997. He's also a former director of the defunct Kingfisher Airlines. We have Nidhi Chapekar. She is a cabin manager with Jet Airways. She is a former flight attendant whose photograph became the symbol of the horror of that day in September 2016 when suicide bombers attacked the Brussels airport, killing 32. We have Sunil Alag, former managing director, CEO of Britannia Industries, also founder of the consulting firm SK Advisors, a marketing strategy company. We have Vijay Srivastav, retired general manager of the Punjab Sindh Bank. He's worked both with the Ministry of Finance and the Ministry of Corporate Affairs. And we have M.K. Venu here, founding director of The Wire. Now, you know, the collapse of Jet has caused turbulence in the market. Over 20,000 jobs are at stake. Ticket prices are expected to rise. This is We the People. Let's start by talking to the people. And we have here employees of Jet whose jobs are on the line now, right now. So you are obviously a captain. You're Captain Rohit Chaudhary.
That's correct.
Tell us your story. How long have you worked at Jet?
First of all, thank you and happy Easter to all of you and the viewers as well. The airlines we started about 26 years back, it will be 26, is coming May on the 5th. The airlines were very smooth. We started, when I joined about 21 years back, we started with four aircraft and we grew in numbers and the number doubled and we finally had 119 aircraft with another eight with the jet light, so about 127 aircraft flying the passengers.
So you've worked with them for 21 years. Now you may be on the market again. You probably didn't expect that when you were starting off then. But is it going to be hard for you as a senior pilot to find a job? Because they say the industry is booming.
Yeah, unfortunately or fortunately, for senior pilot like us or maybe senior than me, the jobs are still available. But we are more worried for the jobs, and not only for the pilots, we worried for the jobs for my loaders, who probably are the least paid in the airlines. I heard so that a loader which was getting about 40,000 rupees in Jet has been offered 15,000 by the competition.
So poaching will happen like it does in all industries.
Yeah, obviously, poaching would happen. And this is the reason that we all are here and we staged a peace march on the 13th from the T3 terminal. Basically, you tell the passenger we'll be back shortly. Then it was Jantar Mantar pleading our Prime Minister to please intervene and get our wings back in air so that we are there available.
That's your mom,
yeah,
right?
That's my mother.
I remember you from TV, ma'am, because you were there at that protest
your
son is talking about. Why did you come out there?
मैंने बच्चों का जब देखा कि क्या हाल है तो मुझे आना पड़ा मैंने कहा जरूर मैं आऊंगी
बच्चों का मतलब
बच्चे
आपके
बेटा
और कोई है जो एयरलाइंस में काम करते
हैं और मेरी डॉटर इन लॉ है इनकी वाइफ शी इज आल्सो इन जेट एयरवेज
एंड शी इज अ पायलट
शी इज अ पायलट फर्स्ट ऑफिसर
ओके सो बोथ योर सन एंड योर डॉटर इन लॉ यू केम आउट टू
सपोर्ट देम कहां पे अर्श में उड़ान इतनी जेट कर रहा था और कहाँ फर्श पे आ गया इसका क्या मतलब है बच्चों का कोई कसूर नहीं है बच्चों को हमने ये सिखाया मेरे हस्बैंड ही वाज इन द आर्मी माय फादर लॉ वाज आईएएस ऑफिसर माय फादर वाज पुलिस सब ने यही सिखाया कि जहाँ भी जाओ वर्क इज़ वर्शिप اپنے جہاں بھی جاؤ وہاں پہ اس کو مندر مسجد گردوارا گرجا گھر سمجھ کے اپنا کام کرو اور لائلٹی سے کام کرو, سنسیئرلی کام کرو. اور جب ایسے سنسیئرلی کام کرنے کے بعد یہ ایسے ہوا تو بہت برا لگا. اور صرف مجھے نہیں, میں جتنے لوڈرز سے میں پرسوں دیکھ رہی تھی کہ کس طریقے سے وہ لوڈرز سے اور جتنی پائلٹ یا جتنی تھیں کرو کی تھیں بچیاں رو رہی تھیں, اتنا برا لگا مجھے, انہوں نے کیا کیا. سو یہ چیز جو ہے یہ نہیں ہونی چاہیے.
That's why you came out. Okay. We also have Sanjana. You're Sanjana. How old are you, Sanjana? You are the student who filed a petition on change.org, right?
Yeah.
Why did you do that? Tell us your story.
So my father is also working in Jet Airways, and I wanted to raise the voice of all the families of the Jet Airways employees because they are struggling each and every day. I wanted to make sure that they get their voice over a large platform, and my main concern is that how will they be able to meet their financial needs once they lose these jobs at Jet Airways.
How many signatories have signed on?
Till now 112,000 signatories has signed on my petition.
Wow. And how did that make you feel? Were you surprised?
Yeah, I was surprised. I get tremendous response even from the Jet Airways employees and the passengers who have been flying through Jet Airways since years. They said on my petition that we want Jet Airways to come back again because it is one of the best aviation airlines and it is one of the front runner.
Have you flown with Jet?
Yes, I have flown with Jet, and it has great hospitality over there. The pilots, the cabin crews, and the ground staffs also.
And that's your dad. Is that your father?
Yeah.
So did he ask you to do this or you did this on your own?
I wanted to do this on my own behalf with his consent because I want to raise my voice over this because I felt helpless when I heard about this news, when this broke out in our family. I felt helpless and I wanted to state this because is this the matter? Because the private jobs means no security then. All the people who are doing the jobs in private sector, they also have the right to get their job secured by the government. So this was my appeal to the Prime Minister Narendra Modi to do the fund infusion as fast as possible because this alliance is going in debt day by day in crores of loss.
How old are you, Sanjana?
I'm 17 and a half.
So you're in class 12, class 11.
No, I have passed my class 12th. I've taken a year drop and I'm now preparing for an engineering entrance.
Well, congratulations, and I'm sure your parents are very proud of you. But Parvez Damania, can we come in? Can you come in over here? You know, in India is one of the fastest growing aviation markets. We started off by saying that in our introduction. So explain to us here for laypersons that are watching the show, it really sounds incongruous when you hear of this Jet saga. You hear Sanjana here saying the service is fantastic. It's been one of the best airlines. All of these clients and customers, passengers who fly Jet have come out and signed on her change.org petition. So what's going on here and why has this happened with Kingfisher and other airlines? You managed to start a company which was the Jet of those days. A domestic airline with international standards. Why are we seeing this again and again?
Thank you very much for inviting me on the show. And all my sympathies with the people who lost their jobs. I think it's a very, very terrible situation to be in. And first and foremost, unfortunately, the Jet saga completely puts a complete question mark on the entire story of the success story of the Indian aviation. I wish this wouldn't have happened. But I think it's a position where the company became too big for the promoter. I think these companies, Jet became very big. And I think the promoter should have given up the management to a professional management. This would not have come. And I'm surprised the Jet Air came to this situation because every policy from day one was favoring Jet. When Jet started initially, they allowed foreign airlines to participate. When Tata's wanted to come in, suddenly the policy changed and Singapore wasn't allowed to participate with Tata's. Kuwait right. Airways, Gulf Air had to sell off their shares to Naresh Goel for negligible amount of money. And every way the company supported, the government had complete support for Naresh Goel through and through. Why this happened, fiasco, what happened in the final stages, I cannot understand. But I am very worried, and I think now the chances of this company, I hope it starts, and I really pray it starts. But now, after this kind of collapse, the chances of it restarting are very, very difficult. You know, today, finding a buyer who will come and restart, and my other worry is if a buyer comes and a person restarts, his policies as far as manpower are concerned will be completely different. He will say, I want to run a fleet of just 40 aircrafts. I want to outsource reservation, ground handling, everything. So what will happen to the staff? First and foremost, I don't understand why government made Naresh Goel resign. If they were going to make him resign, they should have put in the 1,500 crores. If they weren't
promised,
going to put in the 1,500
crores, for him
why
stepping
did they
down?
Let Naresh Goel go?
Okay, but Mr. Damani, explain to me then, why did you in those days go into setting up an airline? The airline industry seems to break the first basic rule of a business. It just doesn't seem to be easy to make profits in this business. And why do people go into it? Why did you go into it?
See, my idea of going into that time was India needed a very good, high-quality full-service airline. Indian Airlines was this, which was a very, very poor airline. The quality standards and the service standards were very low. I started the airline. Within about two and a half years, I realized that this was a very tough business to be in. So I decided to sell off when my airline was in a full running position. We sold off the airline to a company called NEPC Skyline. There was not a single employee who lost the job. Not a single default of statutory audit was there. Not a single loan default was there. So when I decided, I took a call, though the airline was very, very close to my heart. I was completely in love with the airline. But still I took a call that no, rather than risk the future of thousands of people, rather than go into default position, it's best to sell off at the right time and go. If Naresh Goel had sold off the airline or got out of the position at the right time when there were so many people interested in buying airline or participating in Jet Airways, this position would not have come. Everybody had only one condition that they will take the airline, they will participate in Jet Airways, but the chairman Naresh Goel or his family should not be part of the management.
Correct.
Naresh Goel should have taken a call and for the good of the employees and the company, he should have quietly walked out. He would still be a very rich man with his very shareholding, but he kept putting terms and conditions to every person who came to participate, and then now we see what position we are in.
Correct.
So now most of the fleet has gone.
Sunil Alag, Mr. Parvez Damania is saying that Jet will be following in Kingfisher's flight path. Should Jet be allowed to follow in that same flight path?
No, I would disagree only slightly with what Mr. Damania is saying in terms of will Jet Airways be able to revive or not, because I think there's still some hope. But I would fully agree with Mr. Damania that the time to sell out is when, in not just in airlines, in any company, when you start borrowing beyond what you can pay off, it's about time you start thinking that, look, can I pay off the debt? Can I run the airline on that basis? And if you can't, there are many companies which are interested in picking up your stake. You should sell out and move on. So to that extent, I agree with Mr. Damania, and I sympathize with everybody who has lost his job. But look, he stopped paying their salaries for about 5 months, 6 months. It was about time the signal was given to all the employees that this airline is not going to survive. Why did they hang on for so long? That's the question that one has to ask. That look, if you are going to stay on and if you are going to support, the same thing happened with Kingfisher as well. That look, if you are building your hopes on one man and that something happens to that man, then that's not the way to run a private airline. And that young girl said, look, we want security in private businesses as much as in public. That's never going to happen. Please, sweetheart, I love you. You're age of 12. You've got 1 lakh people. But if you are joining the private sector, you will get much higher salaries, you will have much higher pension, you will have everything which is much more
higher
than
risk,
a public sector.
Gain.
So to expect everybody in the private sector and the government to move in, I mean, it's a different kind of scene in the real world. And I think Air India has to decide. I mean, look, the government makes 30,000 crores or 35,000 crores every year. It's about time they sold out. And they said, look, there are so many airlines which are willing to pick up Air India right now. And if they also allow the whole airline to go down the way everybody else goes, then you'll see the same fate with Air India also, whether it's public sector or private sector. See, look, in the private sector, I fully, please, for 1 minute, I do not sympathize with everybody who's going to lose their job. But they are as much as fault in joining a private sector airline, not seeing the signals, not seeing what's going to happen, hanging on for too long. Now, a lot of pilots are being picked up by SpiceJet, by Indigo. Of course, they'll have to go with lower salaries, but they're getting their jobs. It's not that you have to hang on at that level. That's all that I would like to say.
Okay, Ashish Mahanty, come in here, respond to this.
The employees
who are still with the airline are as much to blame for not seeing the writing on the wall. You wrote a letter to the finance minister on behalf of the Jet family. Will you respond to these comments?
Yeah, about this, why you stick to this company still long time? Why you didn't leave it and go there? Just, I just want to intervene that, sir. If you stay in your rented house for last 5 to 10 years, when you leave it out, you can say it is emotional attachment, but every human being has emotional attachment. When you leave a rented house also, you feel a little bit bad because you have spent your good times in that house. When I joined this company 24 years back, I am at the age of 22, and I have put, you know, the private company pays more because of the employee's contribution. You all are private entrepreneur, you know it very well. The private companies measure the efficiency. You measure the appraisals. As for that, you pay us money. No private company give the charity to pay high salaries. Because of the Jet Airways, we are a challenge to Air India. Like Air India flows to world Maharaja, and we do the joy of flying. We tell the world that how after Air India, or we can better do than Air India to fly to Europe, fly to your Middle East, fly to Singapore, fly to there. That time people said, you see how the Singapore comes, you see how the British Air is there. Now people said, see how the Jet Air is going to Paris and Amsterdam. And for that, why I'm sticking to this company, it's not that I'm sticking to this because I have got emotionally attached, I have to. When I spend so many years, I give my best to make this company there. And for my view, Jet Air can recover and revive. Why cannot government is the bank? When the bank starts, what Mr. Damania said, yes, why they have allowed Mr. Goyal to exit? When they allowed the exit, they have got three conditions. Let Mr. Goyal resign from chairmanship. Let he give up the board of director memberships. He has given everything. And after that, they said, we'll infuse the 1,500 crores here in between. Yes, sir.
All right. We actually have somebody who has experience with banks and how they work. Sir, can you come in here? The question is, then why can't it almost sound simplistic? Why can't the banks just step in?
Well, in fact,
will you respond? Why should the banks step in?
In fact, frankly speaking, Jet Airways has been killed by the banks. The writing was clear on the wall for the last 5 years. Jet Airways was a highly leveraged company with a capital of just 114 crore rupees. As on date, they have liabilities of 20,000 crores without any collateral, nothing of the sort. I don't know what guarantees the banks have taken. And the assets are just 12,000 crores. So it has been a highly leveraged company for the last 5-6 years. And so the writing on the wall was there that company is also going to go the Kingfisher way. But somehow, it was a manipulation of the system, whatever it was.
But
the
right
things
now,
we have continued with.
But right now, when you hear employees, when they say, you know, the bank should step in, the bank should lend to them, would you say that's right?
No, banks should not lend because of fear of CVC and CBI.
Correct. Especially in an election year.
Yeah.
In
banks
an election year, nobody's going to take a stand on that.
Everyone has seen the fate of officials in Kingfisher's case also. Virtually, number of senior guys are arranged at the CBI and CVC.
But that's another point. In an election year, because of fear, people would, you know, inertia will set in. But my question to you is this a viable company for them to lend to? Is that a short-term solution? Is it feasible? Should they be lending? Can Jet be saved?
I have my doubts now banks will enter. Though this company's staff is the biggest strength of the company, they have been giving really immaculate service to the nation. And that's the biggest strength of Jet Airways. Whenever some company takes over this company, whether it's a brand for Jet Airways, But at this stage, I have my doubts.
Jitendra Bhargava, please come in here. You know, something we often hear from the post-liberalization generation aspiring India is that, you know, Air India needs to be shut down. The government should just not continue to plug in money into them. What do you say to those who say that jet should be saved?
You see, we can't be comparing Air India and Jet Airways. Air India's promoter is Government of India. Jet's promoter is Naresh Goyal. Government of India influences decisions of Air India. They appoint the chairman, they appoint the board of directors, they make all the decisions. So if Air India does not perform, and Air India also follows the government's recruitment policies and whatever social objectives that the government spells out for its organization. So they're really not comparable. But coming to the point of sustainability, we got to realize that no full service carrier in India can be a sustainable aviation model. Jet Airways, Air India, Vistara included, do not make money and cannot make money in our open market competition. For the simple reason, majority of the market share is with the low-cost airlines. They determine the fares. The additional amenities that a full-service carrier provides to a passengers never get compensated through fares. If you fly on any sector, you'll find the difference between a full-service carrier fare and Indigo and SpiceJet to be a couple of ₹100 or ₹300. And on some sectors, full-service carriers are charging even less than Indigo. Now, with that kind of a scenario, how are you going to make money? So the first thing that Naresh Goyal ought to have read the writing on the ball boards after Kingfisher's collapse particularly, that look, a good product cannot by itself survive because Kingfisher was also an excellent product. Now, if you cannot survive and get adequately compensated, you need to tweak your business model. He tried in the last 6-8 months to get funding. Nobody was willing to give. As Mr. Damania very rightly said, there was time for him to exit long ago for investors to come in. He stayed on and he operated Jet Airways as a one-man unit. I'm so amazed that today the employees of Jet Airways are not blaming Naresh Goyal, but saying because the lenders refused to give emergency funding, the airline collapsed. The writing was on the wall. A lot of wrong things were done. If the employees will recall that the first time the salary got delayed was in March 2018. In June 2018, the management asked the employees to take a wage cut or a deferred payment of wages. They did not agree. Then what happened in December onwards? The writing was on the wall even for employees. But the tragedy is that nobody was took notice of it. Now, we have to first look at the market dynamics. We said it's a competitive environment. Yes, it is. A lot of airlines have come in. They are very much there. Now, if you do not get adequately compensated, who do you blame? I'm with the employees. They are not to be blamed for it. But the promoter, the board of directors, and let's look at it. Who were on the board of Jet Airways? Nobody questioned it. The banks, after having loaned 8,200 crore rupees, did not even ask for a seat on the board. But Naresh Goyal got two ex-civil aviation secretaries on the board who may have influenced him or helped them in the past as representatives. He had film actors on the board. Now, that's no way to run a company. So, in my opinion, much of the blame of Jet Airways and the agony that the employees are going through must be placed at the door of Naresh Goyal.
All right. So you said they should have tweaked their business model, but they continued with things as usual. You've said somewhere that the biggest threat to the economic viability of airlines is the quest of some airlines to garner market share at the expense of profitability. Is that what they were hoping to do, that they'd continue to fly?
Absolutely. Yes.
Garner market share
It's a mad scramble on the part of the low-cost airlines. Both Rahul Bhatia and Ajay Singh, promoters of Indigo and SpiceJet respectively, have gone on record that the fares need to go up. But considering the fact that there are 800 aircraft on order, which are going to be inducted in the next 5 years, they are artificially stimulating the market's growth through low fares, which are unsustainable for a full-service carrier. So there has to be a coordinated effort. I have advocated that government must come in. Then people say it's an unregulated industry. Why should government come in? The reality is if individual airlines are not willing to heed or read the writing on the wall, and one every 3, 4, 5 years, one airline has to collapse, that's not the right way of running the industry. It harms India's image. It harms employees. It harms banks' funding, etc. And it makes all the more difficult for carriers to get an aircraft on lease from abroad at a competitive rate, banks to fund the airline, etc. So it's not a very happy scenario.
So the government should come in. MK Venu, this is a very critical time for this government, especially because they claim to have cracked down hard on banks who've been lending. Yet we heard the PM say that banks should be lending in this case. It's walking a thin line there.
Yeah, Sirab, I mean, as I agree with some of the other commentators who said that you can't expect banks to lend because banks ultimately, banks themselves are, most of the Indian banks today are on the verge of, on the brink of bankruptcy. You know? They are waiting for this government to put fresh capital. This government hasn't put all the capital that banks need. At least 12, 13 banks are under RBI monitoring, not lending. Some relaxation was done recently. So I have a different point to make, sir. The banks themselves are in no better shape.
Yeah.
The problem with the Indian economy, many Indian industries over the last 5 years, is exactly what Mr. Bhargava was saying. There's a mad scramble for market share. So you have a situation where the best operators in different sectors are on the verge of bankruptcy. It is not as if other airlines are doing great.
Except Indigo,
Indigo, very soon this market share scramble, you know. And now they're talking about raising the prices, right? The same thing is happening in telecom. Believe me, there's a scramble for market share. And today, Vodafone Idea, one of the largest companies, has a debt of 1,30,000 crore. They are running losses of 6,000 crore a quarter. And they're crying, you know. The global head of Vodafone had said in an international this thing that Indian regulators and policymakers have just taken their eyes off the ball. That's exactly what Mr. Bhargava is saying. So our regulatory and policies mechanisms are not working. This, I'm sorry to say this, the economic managers of this government have taken their eyes off the ball. The same thing is happening with the power sector. Yes. Recently, the same State Bank of India gave an affidavit in the Supreme Court saying that some leading power, all infrastructure services, and they are all big employees also. Leading power sector companies like Tata's, Adani's, SBI given affidavit saying they are all on the brink of bankruptcy. And they are just looking at, the Supreme Court doesn't know. Supreme Court said, okay, if you guys can sit together and work out some increased tariffs.
Yeah.
Again, there's talk of increased electricity tariffs. Now, without increasing telecom tariffs, I can guarantee to you in the next 2-3 years, many telecom companies also closed down. One has already closed down.
But we've all benefited from these low fares, so right? More people are flying today in India.
So there's
the other side of the story.
No, it's not that. I tell you, in economics, there's a logic that the benefit should be shared between producers, consumers, and the government. And that balance to be maintained is very, very crucial. If your policy is skewed totally towards consumers, industry will die. If it is totally skewed towards government revenues, industry will suffer and the consumer.
But
so I think that balance, somewhere we have lost.
I just want to ask our audience here, one second. I just want to ask our audience here, you know, we've all benefited from low prices. There are many Indians who are flying today whose parents have never flown, while the grandchildren at age 3 and 4 are flying and being on planes. We've all come to benefit from that. So when we say that jet should be saved, let's keep in mind that the prices will rise. And are we okay with that? Anyone from jet?
People should pay higher prices. Yeah.
Are you willing to pay higher prices? So just pass me that mic. Are you willing to pay higher prices for a flight?
I'm not willing to pay the higher prices, but what
then
I think...
Then jet should be allowed to fold.
No, jet should not be allowed to fold. What comes to my mind is, why do we have low fares? Why cannot we fix a fare, suppose a Delhi-Bombay fare, if it is 3,500? Why cannot government make it a point? It cannot be less than 4,500.
That was what you had when Air India was running and Indian Airlines was running. The government was deciding the fare then. Then you had private airlines come in. Then we all benefited from that. You want to go back to those days?
See, if
you want the government to decide the fare?
Yeah, if this is the situation wherein 20,000 employees will be jobless, why cannot we have the same, at least the minimum fare is there, then it is the service.
Okay, I want to go back. You bring up jobs. I want to go back to that question. We got a little waylaid. Mr. Venu, when you talk about jobs, what would you say to Mr. Mohanty here? What would you say to Sanjana? They're all writing to the PM. They say that the PM should step in. The PM, this government has taken a stand that they won't step in. They claim that the UPA government was doing this and they are not going to repeat that. So what would you say to them?
I think PM is just a symbolic kind of figurehead. What they are essentially suggesting, is what I also believe, is that the regulator, the sector regulator, policymakers should have seen the writing on the wall. The regulator is, when regulator sees this mad scramble for market share and people dropping prices, so much that the entire industry becomes unsustainable, he should step in. And I'm sorry to say, the Indian regulators have not stepped in, not only in aviation, they've not stepped in properly in telecom. If you protest, they'll say, oh, you know, in telecom, Indians pay about the lowest prices by a huge margin anywhere in the world, you know. Now I'm told that some of the telecom companies are dying, so they already talk, like in aviation, the two biggest companies are saying that we'll have to raise prices over the next 6 months, 1 year, which is going to happen. So I think the regulator and policy makers have a role, and I feel that they have not fulfilled that role. It is not the PM's job, it is the regulator's job.
Okay, I want to go across to more people in the audience here. We have Namrata. You are an air hostess. You're now studying to be a pilot.
Yes.
Is that true? You know, Mr. Bhargava was just saying here that this industry itself is not sustainable. Why do you want to go into such an industry when you hear constantly every few years you have either a jet or you have a Kingfisher?
I don't think even if you take any other sector jobs also, all jobs are uncertain. But it's like, especially in aviation, you need there are a lot of people working over there, and you need to have some kind of fun. So it's like, to take up a Jet Airways, you know, to previous years, it was one of the best airlines in the world. We can just compare Jet Airways with other international airlines, like including Emirates, Qatar, everything. But now, if I compare, different airlines, even I can say proudly that Jet Airways standard is so high. And even if Jet Airways is coming back, I would proudly look forward to join Jet Airways. It's not like uncertainty. Maybe, you know, if the company is providing betterment of the employees, I think I'll definitely go with the employees.
So you rather work with a company that treats its employees well.
Yes.
So the one way of looking at this is that, you know, all industries, all companies have a natural life cycle.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate, but that's the reality.
No, ma'am, you might be right that all the companies have a natural life cycle, but you need to realize this, that aviation sector, especially Jet Airways, when we were flying abroad, especially to US and all, we was carrying Indian flag everywhere. Indian flag was being carried. So people were not asking that this is Jet Airways. They were asking this is Indian carrier. And any carrier like Indian Jet Airways providing that kind of service was bringing a good name to India. And if you see the figures, the amount of cargo we carried, the amount of passengers we carried, now I'm pretty sure that all the revenue in the terms of economics will go to Emirates and all of the carriers. There are a lot of people who will never fly some of the Indian carrier, but they prefer foreign carriers. So this is a national asset. That's what I like to say.
So if we believe in make in India or made in India, we should live it in reality. Okay, but Namrata said something important about she would rather work for a company that treats its employees well. I want to go across to Nidhi Chapekar. Nidhi was a flight attendant whose photograph, Nidhi, it was that photograph of yours when you were injured, you were dazed, your clothes had been torn off or blown off after that attack at the Brussels airport. Your shoe had melted into your foot, really. Your hair was burned. It was months before you could stand. Your face, the skin on your face had been burnt. You needed a lot of grafts and plastic surgery. You went back to Jet Airways. You still work with Jet Airways. How did they treat you when you went back?
Thank you for inviting me to the show, first of all. I was in my early 20s when I joined Jet Airways. It's been 23 years I'm working with the esteemed organization. I'm proud to say that I'm a staff of Jet Airways. Jet Airways has not given platform to only to me, but to many others. Jet Airways is a company which believes in ethics. They have everything in place. They have experienced people. They have people, those who care for the employees. They have people, those who believe in their skills. They have people, you know, who would aspire to your dreams, to reach up to your dreams. And Jet Airways has taken care of each and every person. I'm proud to say that Jet Airways is an airline which has, you know, made a benchmark not only in India but abroad. Jet Airways is everything for us, because Jet Airways has stood by in our dark times. And that is the reason today we are united, we are together, to be with our airline, you know, to get back in air, to get back, you know, in flying.
But Nithi, what would you say to Mr. Bhargava here, who says that you have to change with the times, you have to read the writing on the wall, despite seeing the problems on the ground, the airline continued the way it was. You had competition from no-frills airlines, but you continue to provide and focus on, you know, excellent service. And the average Indian, a price-conscious Indian, doesn't want to pay for all this. And you're giving it free, whether it's like, you know, television on the planes and other benefits.
I would say just try to cut down on the edges somewhere, but still, because of the people's need, because of their, you know, they had the kind of feeling that they are flying Jet Airways, we had to compete somewhere down the line. And that is the reason we were able to provide to that much. And where it comes to the airfare, I'm very much agree to the gentleman who spoke in the audience that there should be some fixed, you know, how you have airfare to a particular sector, so that, you know, no person is paying less or more, and no person is, you know, every person is benefited out of it. And as you rightly said, that our grandparents have never flown, and children who are just born 2-3 years, they are flying. It's only because of, you know, today's competition, and competition needs to be there. And Jet Airways is itself is a great competition, not only in India, but abroad, yes.
Mr. Damania, we've heard two employees talk about how, in a sense, they're saying someone should control prices. It sounds like it's the airlines who are their own worst enemies, because clearly prices are going down. Jet had to sell tickets on low prices because other airlines were. So maybe the airlines should, amongst themselves, come to a decision.
No, first and foremost, if Jet Air realized that they were losing money or they were not doing well, why did they expand from a fleet of 2 aircrafts to 120 aircrafts? Somewhere there is an element of greed. This element of greed is what causes the problem. Now, another thing, see, every airline gives up figures to the DGCA every month. And all figures are tabulated and available to everybody, whoever they want. If you go through the figures, Jet Air has shown excellent load factors. Jet Air has shown excellent revenues. So I don't understand if they've given, either they've given wrong feedback to the government, or the feedback is correct and something has gone wrong. How could the poor employee see the writing on the wall? The flights were always, always, always full.
Correct.
Bombay-London is always chock-a-block. Any sector you fly, Bombay, Delhi, Bombay, Bangalore, is always full. So how could the poor employee see on the wall? What went wrong needs to be studied very much in depth. The government has to do a forensic audit. Where did the money go? How did Jet end up losing 8,500 crores? Jet was not selling fares cheap. What is the difference between a low-cost carrier and Jet Airways? The only major difference was Jet Air was serving food. Otherwise, the cost, salaries, everything was more or less similar. Then where did the money go? How did they end up losing so much money? And now my major worry is, and I think everybody should be concerned, if there is a new buyer, great, and they retrieve the airline, great, everybody's happy. I don't know how many jobs will still be left. But suppose this airline doesn't find a buyer. This goes under winding up. If this airline is wound up, how much money out of the 8,500 crores will be recovered?
Mm.
What are the assets again which the banks lend the money? There will be nothing left. The leasing companies have taken back their aircrafts. The aircrafts that were owned by Jet are also mortgaged again. So Exim Bank has attached the larger aircraft. So ultimately, what will the government be left with? What is the personal guarantees given by the promoters? Are there any assets given by the promoters? Now, with the promoter being asked to resign, you set him off completely free. So I don't understand what's going to happen. I see a very, very complicated future. And again, like Kingfisher, State Bank, PNB, and other consortium banks will be left holding the baby.
Correct.
Today,
so is this a catch 22 situation? We seem to have also shot ourselves in the foot, Mr. Sunil Alag, because you have this temporary shutdown. What it ensures then is that the value of the company goes down even further. So even if you do find a buyer or someone to sell it, they're not going to buy it. I mean, the value has gone down in the process.
You know, not only that, you know, like whilst I sympathize with everybody, as we said at the beginning, and you're getting a version of saying increase the fares and therefore the consumer will be willing to pay. Look, emotionally, I'm with the Jet Airways people. But look, all of us have been screaming that the private sector and the business should be left alone and the government should not interfere. Now we are asking the government to start interfering all over again. Look, if you ask all the consumers whether, look, worldwide, the cost of making a call, nobody is going to go out of business. They are getting into stuff like WhatsApp and everything else. So what are the people who use a phone getting into? They're getting into entertainment, they're moving out. If you take Nokia, it was the number one company many years ago, but it died. If you take IBM, it died. A lot of companies, a lot of salaries, and a lot of people go out of jobs. You have to be alive in a private sector. Now, either we go the China way and we say we want to become socialistic and therefore the government must own everything, which is one way of doing it. I'm not against it. But if you are going to allow the private sector to operate, then the consumer is gaining. I'm totally with the employees. What has happened to them? But the writing on the wall is there. Do not, if promoters start borrowing from banks, why banks have lent, which government was involved, we have to stop all this now. Like if you're borrowing way out of your debt capacity or the way to lend, then that's it. Life goes on. And therefore, all I'm trying to do, a very hard line that I'm taking, is perhaps not what should be discussed, because a lot of people who have been employed and they're emotionally involved for 22 years, I've worked and everything else, I'm with them. But look, the right, and tomorrow if they say, all right, the new guy says, everybody takes a cut in their salary and I'll pay only 50%. What happens? Will you take that 50% cut or not? We would have taken it in private sector.
Let's
when the
ask them.
Is
we,
not
I hear
well,
see a lot of
the employees
nodding,
come
they
forward
will
and
take
say,
that cut.
Look, we will take 50% cut in our salary. So ultimately, at the end of the day, I'm just going to leave you all now. But I'm just saying, you have to cut out emotion. And if private sector is coming in, that's it. And you leave the private sector to run the way they want to run. Those who can live, live. Those who
all
want
right.
to die, die.
Let
Otherwise, you go the socialistic way and become China.
I'm okay,
with,
so
with
I'm here
everyone.
Seeing a lot
That's
of heads
it.
Nodding. Let's get quick reactions. Respond to that.
Yeah, you will be ready for a cut.
You're ready to take a cut.
Yeah, yeah, we're ready for the cut. Now I would like to tell something. As you know, sir, my colleague had told you that we have the 22,000 employee as on the payrolls, and altogether, if you see all the dependents, that will come to the lakh. Okay, lakh people are coming on the roads. And I would like to ask, why not the bankers? Bankers, as Benu Sahab told, ki they are not in a position to take all these things. Alag Sahab, Bhargava Sahab told that the government will not in a position to take. I am telling you, if Air India can be bar-bar, why not the Jet ek bar? I am telling you, if the Jet ek bar, I am giving you, the Jet professionals are so much professional, they will stand their airlines in a 7 days. I am telling you, sir.
Many other industries.
Many other industries. I am telling you, 16, 17, the international aircraft we are doing. Why? Why we are doing, sir? Because they have a belief on me, the boss, they are the expertise of their fields, and my aircrafts are safe in their hands.
Okay. So, sir, you are...
All,
Mr.
These
Mr.
All,
Ma,
these
are you,
all,
are you, you're an yeah, engineer, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, you're an engineer with this.
Yeah.
Let me just get other reactions. You were nodding. You said you would take that 50% cut.
Yeah, I'm also employee of Jet. To get this Jet Airways back on track, we would like to do anything, first. Secondly, I would like to say that you said, why don't you put this Mr. Goyal a charge on it? I was telling you I want to just say that the debt went to 8,000 crore. The writing on the wall was for the bankers also. Why they kept on paying the loans, giving the debts? That was the writing
okay.
on the wall was there for them also.
Let's get Sir to react. So you have a mic. Go ahead. Respond to that.
Well, coming to the liabilities of Jet Airways, they have been raising funds off and on. And had the banks gone to NCLT, the company would have been a going concern as on date.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the value of the company would have been maintained. So, in fact, the banks have been at fault.
Yes.
They just keep on lending money. And I give an analogy also. Yes. I give an analogy also. In case of IDBI Bank, yeah. IDBI Bank had an NPS of 50% of the advances. Okay? Government brought in funds into IDBI 50,000 crore rupees to LIC, a private sector. For what? For what? Just to ensure that the officers involved in those scams, they escape CBC and CBI scrutiny.
Okay, Venu, quickly, we have to go for a break.
I want to supplement what our banker friend is saying. Here is the government's fault. Huh? In March last 2018, as somebody said, the writing was clear on the wall. Banks should have immediately said, let it go to NCLT. And within 3 months, let's get buyers. In fact, at one time, Tatas were willing to buy it. There was a window. Yeah. It was Mr. Naresh Goyal's, it was his stubbornness or whatever that he didn't want to give up the board position or management. So Tata's.
But he did start the airline.
Yeah. So that's one aspect. But this government was committed. RBI had committed that all the companies which are really on the brink of bankruptcy or are not repaying loans should go to NCLT immediately. But this government, because some of these promoters are politically powerful, they delayed their going to NCLT. And this has happened not just in airlines, this is happening in other sectors also, I can tell you. Only the small fellows are being pushed into NCLT.
Correct.
The bigger
promoters had advantages and now they have disadvantages.
And at one point the advantages worked for them. IBC, NCLT as their greatest reform. They say that never in India, 70 years, such a reform has happened. But the reform is not working. They should have done it last year itself.
Okay, we have to go in for a short break. We have more employees here, so we'll speak to them on the other side of this break. Welcome back. We're talking about the jet crisis. Let's go across Mr. Naresh. Chandanji, aap bataiye, aap kuch kehna chahte the.
Actually, main ye government se hamara appeal hai ki ye jo itne aadmi ka naukri ja raha hai, same cheez airlines isse pehle bhi band hua tha.
Correct.
2015 isvi mein. Aur wahan kuch SEBI ka rules ko override karke us company ko chalane ke liye usko special पैसा दिया गया था या कुछ प्रिविलेज दिया गया था
तो देयर वर डिफरेंट रूल्स फॉर डिफरेंट एयरलाइंस
उस टाइम में जो है सो उस एयरलाइंस को उठाने के लिए गवर्नमेंट ने बहुत सारे जैसे फ्यूल उनको 15-20 दिन के लिए एक महीना के लिए
उनको
दिया गया था कि आप पहले दो उसके बाद फिर आपको पे किया जाएगा तो वो केस हमारे ऊपर क्यों नहीं हो सकता है
हां बट द सेम क्रिटिसिज्म कैन बी सेड ऑफ जेट देयर वर अ लॉट ऑफ बेनिफिट्स गिवन टू जेट
अगर इसमें गलती नरेश गोयल सरकार है या
जेट बेंट फॉर जेट
किसी का भी प्रॉब्लम है सो हमारी क्या कसूर है अगर सरकार चाहे तो हमें बचा सकता
आप क्या करते हो आप इंजीनियर हो और आप पहले सहारा के साथ काम करते थे फिर आप जेट को शिफ्ट हो गए तो आपको क्यों लगता है कि आपको नौकरी नहीं मिलेगी
नहीं नहीं ये एक्चुअली में वो तो सारा मर्ज हो गया ना इसमें हम लोग तो सारे साथ साथ काम कर रहे हैं हमारा सारा कुछ वही है और उस तरह से अगर हो जाए तो फार बेटर है जेट एयरवेज को धन्यवाद देना चाहिए कि उस टाइम में जब सहारा लिया था तो हमें सेम पे रोल पर भी सेम जितने
और
कुछ हमारा
नहीं नहीं बट आप स्पाइस चेक कर रहे हैं
और हमें रख भी लिया
अब स्पाइस चेक कर रहे हैं कि वो एम्प्लॉय करेंगे
आज के डेट में जो अभी जयंत सिन्हा साहब बोले हैं
करेक्ट
कि आपका स्किलनेस और आपके टैलेंट के हिसाब से आपको सबको जॉब मिल जाएगी वो हमें गारंटी देंगे इस बात की कि सेम जिस चीज में सहारा की तरह गारंटी
बट सर वो क्यों गारंटी देंगे
वो तो बोले है ना कि स्किल
नहीं वो कह रहे हैं कि द इंडस्ट्री इज ग्रोइंग इतना डिमांड है आपको नौकरी कहीं ना कहीं मिल जाएगा
कैसे मिल जाएगा मैं बीए पास करके फिर से हम जीरो से शुरू करें हम 40 साल 25 साल से इस कंपनी को दे रखा हूँ क्या वो ये हो सकता है कि जिस सेम पोजीशन में सेम सैलरी पे सेम प्रिविलेज जो हमको जेट एयरवेज दे रहा है कोई नहीं देगा मैम ये कहने की बात है ये कहानी और कथनी में ये फर्क होता है एक्चुअली सबसे बड़ा रीजन ये है कि इसी कंपनी को कुछ गवर्नमेंट हेल्प करके अगर इसको प्रमोट किया जाए तो हमारे पास सारे एसेट है सारे मैन पावर है स्किल मैन पावर है सारा कुछ है हमारे पास अगर इसको थोड़ा सा गवर्नमेंट अगर अप्रिशिएट करे कुछ इसमें लगाए तो ये अच्छा से चल सकता है हमारे पास कोई चीज की कमी नहीं है
But right now, it doesn't look like we're going to get any changes. We don't look like there's any support going to come in from the government. It looks like JET is going to fold. So are you all going to move on? How long are you going to stay with JET? You are, what's your name?
I'm Natasha.
Natasha. You're preparing to be a pilot.
Yes.
Again, I want to ask you, we're almost done. It's not cheap or inexpensive to study, to get clearances to become a pilot? Why are you going into this?
It's not at all cheap. It's a huge investment. And
so when you hear of this jet saga, are you fearful? What do you think? How's
it affected
you?
As a pilot aspirant, Jet Airways, you know, crisis is indirectly affecting pilot aspirants, if not directly, because we're not employees. But, I mean, there's always hope because we're passionate about what we do, about what we're about to do, flying. So, whether it's Jet Airways or any other company, I'm sure, like, there is hope for future pilot aspirants, if not. Yeah.
So the market for pilots is going to continue. Yeah. Jet is just, it's not across the board. We are, unfortunately, sir, completely out of time. So I'm just going to let you say the last word. It's good night from all of us here on We the People, but your closing words in your hands, ma'am.
Ma'am, thank you. I just want to add on this. I totally agree with Mr. Damania, what he said, that at this time, the only help that from the government that we are asking, besides the funds, even if they don't want to give us the funds, that why are we setting a precedent of a company owner closing down the company and not paying the employees? How can somebody just walk out of this country or walk out of the company without paying? We have been with the owner of the company for the 4 months that we have worked. So we are not asking for something that we don't deserve.
Correct.
We want our money because we have worked. Now onwards, whoever takes up the company, whoever does puts up whatever scale or the pay scale, we will accept it or not accept it, or move on. That is our choice now, not before that.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
So well, kindly, okay,
this whole jet saga has raised many questions,
yes,
both about the company, also about the aviation industry, the sector in India. We have to leave it at that. Thank you so much for joining us on We
Thank
the People
you,
tonight. Thank you. Good night. So the show is...